Shmaitza Tuesday night or Luchav Cheshvat. Rich Shmaitza Vav Perek Yud Zayin, and he has the case of the Treya Trey. If the woman was a Ketana when she was miskadeshes to the first person, and now she's a Gedola and she became miskadeshes to a second person. So the first, the second, both, neither, whatever. Can't be neither, but so the kids of the Marit sheet there was that of course Chazaka, and of course but Chazaka Dash, the Chazaka the Mekar Trump Chazaka Dash, unless it's hard to write yourself. Except there it's Chazaka, let's call it Asuyel Ishtanos. So the Cheskas Katnus is not really a Chazaka, it's like Nida, and that's why Hillel holds, the Tamameis La'eis, because you can't use the Cheskas Taira of the woman, because it's Asuyel Ishtanos. So here too there's no Cheskas Katnus. Shmaitza argues and says he already talked about this at length in Shmaitza Gimel that Cheskas Katnus is not a problem, Chazok Asuyel Ishtanos is not a problem, and it is a regular Chazok, and it's a valid Chazok. So whereas the Marit Paskin Sofek Mekudeshes to both of them, or to either one, Shmaitza is saying no, we could say she's Mekudeshes to the second one because there's a Cheskas Katnus when she was Mekudeshes to the first. Then the Shmaitza says, wait a second, we're talking about two Eidim, two against two here, Trey and Trey. Why is any, what right does anybody have to talk about Chazokas? Trey and Trey is either Sfeika Deraisa or Sfeika Derabbana. What those words mean is that you don't follow Chazaka. The words mean Sfeika Deraisa means with Deraisa you don't follow Chazaka by Trey and Trey, with the reasoning being that the most powerful force in the world is two Eidim, so you can't paskin ois Trey and Trey with Chazaka, because nothing, Trey and Trey is like the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. So you can't have something being machria between Trey and Trey. That's the svar of the Mandi Omar. Probably that's the svar of the Mandi Omar. Trey and Trey is a chazok, is a sovik deraisa. Mandi Omar is a sovik derabbanon. Again, the word sovik derabbanon means it's mid derabbanon that you don't follow chazaka. With deraisa you do. Probably because if he's not here to enjoy it, since chazok is a din, not a beer, like, so, or maybe it's hanhaga. So there's nothing wrong with using it, but welcome Trey and Trey, because you're not really, you're not putting more weight on one pair of Adam on the other, you're just paskening, so to speak, what to do, or, that's the other, okay, we're not going to go into the pilpul, because we're really not talking about Trey and Trey here. So, wait a second, says the Shmaitza, we're talking about here Trey and Trey, how can we talk about Chazaka? So the Shmaitza then says that that's only when there's one Chazaka. But against two Chazakas, you could follow. Now, you might be saying to yourselves, at least I hope you are, what the heck's the difference between one Chazaka and two Chazakas? So the Shmaitz at the end of the parak is going to say that you're, of course there's no difference, but that's only if Trey Trey Sveika Deraisa. So there's no difference, 1 Chazaka, 2 Chazaka, 3 Chazaka, 4, you know, 5 Chazaka, 6 Chazaka, 7. If it's Rabbanon, Rabbanon can do what they want. They said, listen, we'll say it's a Sveika Derabbanon, we'll say it's a Sufik Mokum Chazaka, and I'm not going to do Chazakas. Rabbanon can say that. I'm pretty sure Shmaitza is going to say that at the end of the prayer. Yeah, meanwhile, it's hard to understand why in the world would two Chazakas be different. But he has a very excellent Raya for Gemara and Erevin. Gemara is talking about knowing when No, when the Eruv became Tomei, the Eruv was Truma. If it became Tomei, it's not a good Eruv, Tchumen. So when did it become Tomei? So it's Trey and Trey there. And the Gemara asks Astira. The Gemara asks Astira. Anyway, at the end of the day, it's come out the Parish of Gemara and that Sugya. We learned it already, that's why I'm not saying it over. Because there's two Chazakas there. In the case of the Gemara asks from the two Chazakas. When the person died and the Chazakas Tyra of the guy had touched him. Because there's two Chazakas. When there's two Eidim about if the guy was alive or dead and someone touched him, so there's two Chazakas saying like one way, and you go and you follow those two Chazakas and say the guy's tar. Mavur, start from here. Mavur, the Hecha Dika Trei Chazaka.
Two against two is the
Sfeika Derabanan.
I'm
sorry?
There's a
Machlokes
of two against two is the
Sfeika
Derabanan.
Yeah.
The
Sfeika Derabanan,
what's
the Sfeika Derabanan?
You go
Basu Chazaka. That's what I'm saying. The words Sfeika Derabanan or Sfeika Derabanan means you don't follow Chazaka. Sfeika Derabanan means Sfeika Derabanan means the Derabanan, you would follow Chazaka. Rabbanon, you don't. So you're saying now two chazakas you do follow, and he has a raya from over there to Gemara in Erev. Mavur dechadik and trei chazaka. I read in Sade b'shapas amchim la tate chazaka la ruah Sade. V'ocha benidam didan nami tate chazaka hu dahave cheskus katnus la'isha, which the Shmaitzer hold is totally a valid cheskus katnus. Havalei chazaka malya chmoishe kasafti v'oid cheskas pnuya. Right? She has a cheskas pnuya. So she was miskadeshes, let's say, on Monday, and then she got miskadeshes again on Tuesday. So we want to know about the katnus and the gadlus, that's the case. So you have a cheskas pnuya that she didn't get miskadeshes in the morning. So that's two chazakas lekula. So you follow them. You follow them even b'makom trei atrei. You follow them lekula. Because you have going through lekula the cheskas pnuya and the cheskas pnuya and the cheskas katnus. Now we go right. What the mashma midivrei toises of perik asori yuchsin? The hechad the yeshasish mimonav shach. Oim b'shem kedusha yaviyah, oim b'shem kedusha dida. Lesba b'shem cheskus pnuya. The chayish on the kedushin shneim. Ayin shach. That's a case in kedushin where the father was mekadosh the daughter in the beginning of the day. This is the day she's supposed to become a vayigeres. The father was supposed to lose his rishus over her. So in the morning the father was mekadosh on someone, and this is the day that the transformation is supposed to take place. We don't know exactly when. So the father was mekadosh in the morning, and then she was mekadosh herself to someone else, and then you found that she's a begeris. So now the question is, what was she at the time of the father's kedusha? Well, she's still a Naira. The father's Kedushin is Chal. Or maybe she was a Begeris and the father's Kedushin was not Chal. So Rav says, Are you a Begeris lefaneinu? You follow Chazokat the Hashda. And Shmuel says, No. You don't follow Chazokat the Hashda. And she's Masupik. It's a Sufik if she's married to both.
Bulgaris is
Tully
and
Mark.
I mean,
Simon
is
Nairis. Yeah. It's not so. There's a machlok, it's a little complicated. Sort of a combination of 6 months and Simonim also. There are Simonim Bagrish.
6 months.
There are simoni bagrus. It doesn't matter now the interplay. Pagayos. The pagayos only is that you can become a pagayos in midday.
Okay, when's
he
going to become a
good
pagayos? Midday?
Yeah, that's what's pagayos, you know, that's all. So now the shagel is what was she in the morning?
It's not a pagayos yet.
We don't know. We don't know. It's a sudden. We don't know what time she became a pagayos. Now she has them. Now we checked her and she has the simana. Hare Bogeris Lefaneinu. So the Gemara seems to say that Rav follows that and Shmuel doesn't. Yeah. Taisa asks, why don't you go bust the Cheskas Pnuya? No, Taisa says, why do you need her to be Mekadosh herself? Why does that have to be the story? Why can't they just be chaylik about if the father was Mekadosh her on that day and you don't know when she became a Begeris? Why does the Gemara tell the story with that she was Mekadosh herself to someone else? Taisa's answers, if it was only the father being Mekadosh her, then Shmuel would be Maida. That you're not chashish for the father's kiddushin because you have a cheskas penuya. But now that she was mekadesh herself, also Tyson says, so she doesn't have a cheskas penuya anymore because we know that now she's an eishes ish, either to the first guy or to the second guy. So mimanoshuk she's an eishes ish, so you can't use a cheskas penuya. You're not making her into a penuya anyway.
Yeah, but still. I don't really understand that.
The Cheskas
Pnuya should tell you that
she
was Pnuya until...
Well, we're going to see, he's going to explain the Tosis. He's going to explain the Tosis when he asks a stira. That's what Tosis says. So now... That means by us, in our case, when she was Mekadosh herself in the morning to one guy and in the afternoon to a different guy, there is a cheskas pnuya. Oh no, sorry. This might be one to say. It's against. It's against cheskas what? It's against cheskas kavus. And against what? Against cheskas pnuya. There is no cheskas pnuya. There's no cheskas pnuya. He says because Bukhari, according to Taisa Sisora, he monoshes his nesheshes now. So which might be okay. So that's. He wants to know if he's right. Is that a problem in his chat? Tyson says there that the woman that was Mekadosh herself in the morning, but the father was Mekadosh herself in the morning, she was Mekadosh herself in the afternoon. And that's the Begeris. The child is what was she at the time in the morning? So Shmuel says, Yechayshish Misafek. So why? So Taisa says no cheskas pnuya. No cheskas pnuya because and that's why the Gemara says she was mekadosh herself also. So Taisa says, what about in our case? In my case, it's also true. I can't use cheskas pnuya in this case when she was mekadosh herself to someone in the morning. So then I can't use cheskas pnuya. The Taisa says no, you could. The very lovely shateris, very subtle, a subtlety. You agree?
Too subtle for me.
Too subtle for you. It's really too subtle for me to tackle now, so I'm... Okay, let's see. What the mashma me dibi toys berg asor yuchsen the hecha the yeh shesish me monov shach oi mishum kudushi avia oi mishum kudushi dida let's book mishum cheskes tenuya. That's what I just told you. Chayshum kudushi shnei amai nisham because of a golem balatz mis yosef shom then lil mold me divrayem the ishus in the skatcha kedushay sothay the chakach kedushay vaday ayin shom vim ken cheskos pruya chazoka maldihi ubetarte chazoke mari sade shmoshikuzat. What does that situation say? That the situation says as follows. You ready? That's what Jesus says as follows. Oh. what happened there? What's the case? The father was Mekadosh her in the morning. Mm-hmm. If she was a Megeres, it wasn't good. And if she was an Ira, it was good.
You know, later on.
But that's no... That's not really... That's not Mekushar to the second Kedusha. Right? Then you know she's a Megeres.
What do you mean? Of course it's connected to the second Kedusha. She was already married, then the second Kedusha never happened.
Yeah.
That's how we were learning.
He said the only topic was whether she was first Harris in the morning. The two separate shilas, each one is an independent shila. But it's a Kedushin chal. Actually, the second one is dependent on the first.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's your problem.
That's my problem,
too. But he didn't say the chilik yet. How could it be a problem? He didn't say anything yet. How could it be a problem? Well, let's try to think our own logic. What did he say? He says, if you come to Kedusha Sofek, let's say you just had a Kedusha Sofek. So you say, Cheskos Pnuyo. He says, when you come to Kedusha Sofek, and then you have a Kedusha Vadai, so then Toises wouldn't say what he said. Wait, why? Because why shouldn't you use Cheskos Pnuyo to say, just because she's Mekadeshes to the second guy. Mm-hmm. So you have a suffix about the first guy. So you use Cheskos Pnuyo. Why not? There, I would say Adarabba, they are totally one and another. They're totally one and another because the question is, well, if the morning she was a Megeres, let's start from here. She was Mekabel Kedushin. I don't know what she is, Katana or Gedola. This is a Kabbal Kedushin, and she's a Gedola. So we want to know if the first one's Kedushin or Kedushin. So we say, the first one's Kedushin is a Kedushin. Maybe she gets after Jesus.
Maybe.
I'm going to have to stop now. I have to call it quits.